kind of shared Sunday about the small groups and stuff, and I kind of want to just kind of change some things up, just a little bit, not a whole lot, but I do want us to reach and connect people with the body of Christ. Sometimes people come in that are new and every which way, and then sometimes we don't. People will invite others, and sometimes I don't even get a. I mean, I get a handshake and maybe a name by the time they leave and stuff. So I want us to be able to connect and grow some leaders and strengthen our body if we can. I can read this again, and we'll go through the list that I have here. It says here, have a seat, small groups. The purpose of these small groups is to help believers grow deeper and stronger in their faith in Jesus. Believers come to church, listen to a powerful message, and by the time Wednesday hits, they are running on fumes and they need a boost. Have a seat is created for believers to break bread and fellowship with Jesus and with each other, to help each other in their everyday walk with Christ, Acts 2:42, to strengthen the core of the church so that we can be more effective in our community. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples, John 13:35. Have a seat is an opportunity for us to grow together, help one another, pray for each other, and to create more disciples for the kingdom of God. A lot of people have been through some type of hurt, church hurt from loved ones, friends, co-workers, family, but everyone has not been healed properly through Jesus. And James 5:16 says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Unfortunately, some have made this an opportunity to get even with others, to use this information against them, to cause them harm and exploit others. This scripture is about healing. Some believers may already have others to talk to, but most believers don't because of the hurt they have suffered in the past. Have a seat is designed to help with the hurt and pain that believers might be experiencing and move the ones who are hurting closer to Jesus rather than closer to ourselves. After all, would not be love as it is mentioned in John 13:35 if you are using this as a way to go after one another. Be genuine with who you are helping out. Authenticity is rare in the body of Christ because too many believers hide who they are. We put on this perfect image and try to act as if we're holier than thou. Our Heavenly Father is real, Jesus is real, and so is the Holy Spirit. They don't pretend to be anything else, so why should we? We are believers that need a Lord and Savior every day of our lives, and no one can do it alone. Your testimony about what Jesus has done in your life might help someone else heal. So as it is written, you reap what you sow. You receive healing when you help someone else heal. You will receive hurt if you try to hurt someone else. Because we all know hurt people will hurt people, but on the other side of that, healed people will heal people. Westview Church, connecting real people into real relationships while serving the real one, Jesus. So what I want to do is, like, we'll have pre-approved Bible plans for the Westview leaders. I'm going to select a few people to kind of help dive into those Bible plans. Can I just have a show of hands? Who all has, like, a smartphone? Okay. You're up to date. So if you have the YouVersion Bible app, they have a lot of Bible plans on there. And the several leaders that I will select will help find out Bible plans that will help fit the format for some of these groups. So you'll go through several of them, and that may just be what you do. You can participate that way. Topics to be chosen by the above leaders. Leaders commitment. I would like leaders to commit to at least 3 months, which is just one season. This first one, since we started a little late, it will be like 2.5 months, but... And we can rotate leaders so that you don't get burnt out. Because sometimes, you know, when you're working with people, they can pretty much suck the life out of you. They could be draining on you at times. So it is to connect. Number one, it says, I don't want you to get burnt out. We got to have you fresh in every way. So if you serve your 3 months, you can still help with Bible plans and what have you. And you can still participate in other arenas, or you could be a part of a group if you want. But if you don't want to lead that the next session, there'll be 4 sessions. You don't have to. Okay, that's totally on you. But I need you to commit to at least 3 months. Commit to helping no more than 3 believers. Like, for instance, if I was doing one. I would have 3 liters. I can do more because I don't have an outside job. I mean, I do DoorDash, but that's on my time. So I can do several. I can do, you know, 2 or 3 in a day or what have you. You guys, I want you to commit to maybe 3, no more than 3. And it's on your time frame as well. Once a week minimum for 30 to 45 minutes. And talking with them, engaging with them in conversation about the word. Accountability with reading the word. The following is taken from faithalone.org. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. How important is it to read your Bible on a regular basis? In 2009, the Center for Biblical Engagement issued a report that concluded that people who read the Bible at least 4 days a week experience the following benefits. Statistical analysis revealed that controlling for other factors such as age, gender, church attendance, and prayer, Christians who are engaged in scripture most days of the week have lower odds of participating in these behaviors. Getting drunk, 57% lower odds. Sex outside of marriage, 68% lower odds. Pornography, 61% lower odds. Gambling, 74%. Any of these habits is equals 57% lower odds. Reading the Bible at least 4 days a week also made it more likely for average Christians to engage in evangelism and discipleship. More scripture engagement also produces a Christian who is more involved in spreading the good news. Controlling for other factors who read or listen to the Bible at least 4 days a week have higher odds of participating in these behaviors, sharing faith with others, 228%. Discipling others, 231%. Memorizing scripture, 407%. When it comes to spiritual practices, Christians need to get their priorities straight. Paul says scripture are profitable for instructing you in righteousness. The evidence bears that out. Just 4 days a week. So if we can help hold some of these people, our body, accountable while doing these sessions, how often are you reading the Bible? Well, if you haven't read, let's read it together or what have you. And just share with them. Zoom meetings are accepted. If you can't leave and for whatever reason you're watching your grandkids or what have you, or you can do a Zoom. You can set up Zoom meetings if you know how to do all those. That's fine. Again, on your time. Jesus should be the center focus of everything we do. I don't want it to be, I shared this before, I don't want it to be about me. Well, you know, Pastor Tim said this, and just go to the Word. Keep me out of it. Keep any other leader out of it. Just go to the Word. Show them how to use the Word effectively and depend on God for their prayers. Not totally dependent upon people, but you can get in agreement with other people as well. Because it's always good to have a prayer partner. Somebody to get in agreement with that knows the Word of God. And you can show them how, here's the thing. Here's what the Word says. Let's go to the Scriptures. Let's find this out in the Scriptures. You can research it in your Bible. If you don't have a Bible app, I have helped several people download a Bible app. They didn't have a Bible app on their phone. And I said, look up this Word right here. Now all those Scriptures and put your name in it. You know, and confess that over your life. Okay. I have to show them that. He and the person you are with are the only topic. No other person or leader should be mentioned in your session. Okay. 7, we should know. Confidentiality is very, very, very important. What they share with you, along with verse number 8, we are not trying to get information out of them. So we're not going off of what someone else said and you're trying to get that information. Well, I know you did this. You're there to fellowship. You're there to connect. You're there to teach, to help people grow stronger and deeper in their relationship with Jesus. Not to give them the 4th degree, 5th degree, or what have you. So that they can be an effective witness for the kingdom. We don't compete, we dominate. So that's trying to get information, finding out, oh, they're doing this. Well, I need to do something to match that. And it'll just mess up. The witness, okay, us witnessing. Help them. I mean, if you're in a place where you can help people grow their faith, That's a good thing. That's what I call dominating in the kingdom. Because you're making another disciple for Christ. Not for Westbury Church, for Jesus. It's for the kingdom of God. Because who knows, if the Lord takes them to another city, they'll have that foundation here that they got here. And they can still stay connected with you on Zoom meetings and things of that nature too. So it will always be a good thing when we are sowing into the kingdom. Check your email regularly. I do this once a month. No, sometimes I got to weed out so many unsubscribe. I got to unsubscribe to so much stuff. It's ridiculous. Other times I just end up just getting a whole new email. But we will, I will talk with Dean about this and putting all the leaders' names on the app with their email address. And if you want more on there, like your phone number, what have you, that's fine. But I wouldn't suggest it. Just do it with the email. And then people can pick out, we'll send them to the app. So they're going to have to use your church app. They're going to have to look at your video, watch it and download it. Because we want them to have that app and to be able to say, okay, I want to hook up with Dean and Vicky. And they'll contact you, whoever wants to. And then you set up the time. And you can even have your times on there. This is when this group is available. Call or, send me an email, what have you. I think it'll be convenient for us. So that means that we will be shutting down on Wednesday nights. Now, I want to get your opinion on that. How do you feel about? And we'll come once a month. It's at the bottom. Once a month, we'll be here. It'll be, the next one will be February 15th. I have those days down at the end. January 11th tonight, February 15th will be the next one, March 8th, April 12th, May 10th. And we'll come in, we'll have live worship. People you were helping, witnessing and sowing into them, bring them along. Hopefully that will start getting them connected into coming to church on a regular basis and stuff like that too. So what do you think about that? I'd like to hear your responses. Okay.
Now, is this people that come on Sunday?
Yes.
Yes,
it could be people here on Sundays, or it could be people out in the community. We just want to be an effective witness for this, for the kingdom, period. So if you already are doing that, that's great. I mean, I know some people are already doing it and stuff, so that would be good.
My question was three. So is that three in a group or three individual?
Three individual ones. So, I mean, if it's a believer, you could do it one-on-one. If it's an unbeliever, bring somebody along with you so that you can bounce the word off of each other and stuff and be more of an effective witness. If it's a couple, I would want a couple to do it. And that would be good. If it's a male, obviously with a male, woman with a woman. Any other questions? Yes, ma'am. Yes, they will be coming out here. Now, is that weird for anyone? I mean, I know Shane and Brian's back there. Who else's kids? Your kids back there, Seth. Okay, and I think the Yoakums, if they're here too, Devin will be back there and Lindy. So, I mean, for the most part, we have a lot of students that come whose parents aren't here or they don't even come to our church. So, yeah, we'll keep this open. And even if you want it to be 7 to 8 that you meet here, you're able to use the church and meet here. Otherwise, take your wife and husband out to dinner and enjoy a meal and take that person out right here. I mean, that's what you can do.
We're
going to try with church people first. so that we can develop more leaders and then we can open it up to the community. But I do want to get it to the place to where after they've been through it, you've seen that they've grown and they've been under you. You can basically suggest that maybe they would be a good leader. Or you can bring them along. If you wanted to do another session, you can bring them along with you, and then you can bring a new believer in or unbeliever or what have you, and you can all can sit there and hang out, connect, talk, and so forth. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Anyone else? So session one will be January 16th through the March 30th. Session two, and please let me know if you wanted to, if you want to do another session, will be from April 1st to June 30th. Session three, July 1st to September 30th. And then session four, October 1st through December 31st. If that doesn't work, we'll come back to Wednesday nights. But I believe it will help strengthen our core. Yes, ma'am.
If we're not leaders, then we either choose a group we want to go to or we make our own group.
Yes.
Somewhere else.
Yes.
Or I can just choose people in the church. If I'm not a leader, I just choose people I want. People in the community?
If you're already doing it in the community, that's fine. Yeah, because I know you are. So, but if you're already doing it in the community, how many do you have in your group, per se? Six, just by yourself? And do you have another leader? Okay. So if you wanted to open that up to somebody within the church or what have you, that's fine, too. You can add another one. That would be okay if you wanted to, or you do it on your own and do it that way. Any other questions? Would anyone be open to doing, like couples, if they wanted to connect, if there were married couples in the church would want to sit down with you as a couple? Would you open yourself up to that? Any of the three or four, I mean, Seth is married, Pros, Browns, Row Letters, would you open yourself up to that too? If yes. What about you, Dean? Yes. Okay. Browns? No? Okay. That's fine. Pros? Okay. That's fine. I mean, I still do counseling too. There's several of them that are going through some stuff, so, which is fine. That's kind of my job. That's part of the title, so. Yes. So we'll all come back once a month on a Wednesday night, and hopefully we can do some live worship. I can even get on the drums and play if I need to. And we'll have a message. I'm going to see if we can get different speakers so I don't have to do it every week, every month. And raise them up. So if you're open to speaking one of those months, let me know. I know Mr. Brown wants to. I'm just looking. Yeah. Just be. So we'll right under number 10, it says, allow people to choose who they want to connect with. So they'll go to the app and we'll get the information to you, Dean. And we will have a list of leaders on our church app with all the leaders' information. The times are set up based on the leaders being able to meet with the person or chat on Zoom. And if there are couples that want to connect with other couples, that's fine. But make sure your spouse is okay with it before volunteering them. So we've already covered that, which is good. So, starting out, who would want to be a leader in that first session? Belinda, okay. Who else? I will do one. Anyone else? And you can team up with other people too and do it. It don't have to be one-on-one.
So if we did, let's just so I get better understanding, if we did Zoom, two people could meet with one person that needed counsel.
Yes.
I mean, I do that just through messaging. I meet with some people that I pray with, I talk with, I encourage, but I'm not Zooming them, or they don't come to church here, they go to different churches.
Mm-hmm.
But is that what you're alluding to?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And what's the specific material you said you go on and have?
It's on our YouVersion Bible app. And there's different topics in there. You have your Bible app? We'll have specific plans that we'll pick in for that topic. And we'll get those to you.
Well, my group is going through Ephesians is what we're starting.
Okay.
It's a Bible.
Right.
So I think it'll be okay.
Okay. Yeah. That's not a problem. But if they're dealing with, you know, certain specific things in their life, then we can hit on those topics and stuff like that too, which is fine. So we have Linda, myself. She comes to the women's groups or anything like that? Okay. If you talk with her, if you do it, if we okay that, I would want you to be with her, if that would be okay. Okay. That works. I mean, I know she comes. She's, where does she drive from? Dorrance. So, but I don't really know her. That's the thing, so.
You know, she and I, after church Sunday, the revelation I got from her sermon was, I just never thought about Paul thought he was being a good, godly person by his persecution because of his religious spirit. I just thought he was a bad dude.
Mm-hmm.
And man, she just started pulling out the history and the lineage and the names and the, that I'd never heard of from, because when she spent the whole weekend just studying Isaiah.
That's good.
No, I won't. I'll just give her one of these.
Okay. That's good. Okay. I appreciate you. Thank you, Dean.
Yeah, I did not know that all your sermons are on podcasts that I listen to.
Oh, right. Yeah. He does a good job.
Dean got a text tonight that somebody said, told him we weren't having church tonight.
Oh, really?
Now we put it on Facebook.
It happens. It happens. If they want to come, they can show up. I mean, I think I had a guy said all the lights were off last week when he came. So I told him we'll be here Wednesday and he's not here. So yeah, it's okay. I'll just get him Sunday. Just kidding.
So would this be something, too, that when somebody new comes, because I see a lot of them, you could say, we offer this, and then could they just jump in any time?
Mm-hmm.
They have to wait between the sessions?
They can jump in anytime. Right. I mean, just kind of help you in your faith. Especially like if they just got born again. That would be a great time to help walk them through there.
Or if they want to meet people in the church.
Yeah. That's fine. I mean, we could do that. Because I wanted for it to progress into summer groups to where we actually have bigger groups or what have you and just meet maybe once a month in that, so. Mm-hmm.
Because people traveling, or maybe they've got little ones, and when they put them down for a nap, about 1 hour or mm-hmm. whatever, that opportunity, you know,
yeah.
is there versus, I don't personally want to go to somebody's house.
Yeah. No, I meant, you know, go out for coffee, take them out to lunch or what have you, and do with that. But, yeah, Zoom meetings would be great. Seth, would you want to do one? I mean, you're pretty busy as is, so. But, yeah. You can pray about it. It's to help them grow in their faith. Most Christians, we talk about accountability, but accountability ends up being more controlling than anything else. It's on both sides, and it's not necessarily, well, like a parole officer, well, I did this the other day and stuff. Well, you know, you're going to have to pray. You're going to have to do this. It's just a fellowship. You're just connecting with, just like you would with your own family, sitting down and talking, but growing, making sure that they're, you know, hey, you read the Bible today, you read it this week, make sure you're reading this, and we can read this chapter this week, and then we'll connect next week, and talk about it, if you want. What's that? Yes.
One of my favorite things that Melinda did for us ladies was at some point she said, if you have a burden or a need, we want to stand with you, but you must come with the scripture that you're standing on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't come wanting us then to carry the burden of your burden. And that.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I found with people that are hurting is they don't even know what to do.
Yeah.
They're hurting. And so what I've been able to do with the ones that I've been praying with and encouraging is give them an encouraging word. And I don't need to know their hurts. I don't even need to know all of that.
Exactly,
what
yeah.
What I want to do is lead them to Jesus. I want them to put their focus on him, not on hurt,
mm-hmm.
not on, you know, whatever's going on, but where's your focus?
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, you say you're hurting, here are some scriptures that I can give you to encourage you,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, when we hang up or when I'm done with this conversation, you have to take some action.
Yep.
You have to make some choices.
Yep.
And I can pray for you all week long, but to stop the hurting within, you have to go to Jesus.
Yep.
You have to get that healing in, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's what basically I've been doing. It's not so much a Bible study.
Right.
It's mainly just leading them to Jesus. Just get your focus. Put your trust in him. You know, how do you trust him? Get in the Word.
Yeah.
You have to have some kind of a foundation. And, I mean, one in particular is a Catholic. they don't get a lot of word in church. I mean, they hear scripture reading, but it's not like what we get.
Right.
So that's kind of where I'm coming from.
That's kind of what I'm saying, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
sir.
Right. No. Yeah, you've been doing it. So,
yeah.
Yes. That's exactly. And you develop relationships throughout that as well. It's to point them to Jesus. So, I mean, if you want to get together with someone because you're still a little cloudy, that's fine too. Just let me know, pray about it, and we'll go from there. Are you open to having any more, or are you good at six?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm open to anything else that would come open.
Okay. So I can put your name down on that too?
Yeah.
Or you can give, I think Dean has your information. Yes, ma'am.
So you're saying, you've got to tell me three or four times and I get it.
Yeah.
So you're saying that someone will reach out to me and say, I would like to visit with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
Your name's going to be up on the page.
Excellent. Yeah.
Yeah.
And no offense if nobody wants to be up.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. You guys are pretty seasoned and mature, so I don't think it'll hurt you too bad. And if it gets to the place where we do need to come together and what have you, just we will. But February 15th will be the next one. I don't want it to be like, you know, we were just needing this, but I want us to grow outside of this. Yes, ma'am.
Are Dean and Vicki open to having couples?
Yeah, he said he would.
And but would you, not just because I'm not part of a couple, but would you welcome a single person?
I don't know if that would you
agree. Sure, that's fine.
Okay. We would.
So, we have 3, 4. I'll talk. Haven't talked with them yet, so. To myself, I'll talk with Kristen and see too. I won't volunteer. So that I think that'll be a good start. And if you just feel the need, Raymond, Carrie, I know you're back there. If you're open to doing that as well, that's fine to just let me know or let Dean know, and then we'll get it on there. You don't have to put a picture up or anything like that on the app. Just put your name. Okay. Well, Rhonda, how about you?
She does it all the time now anyway.
Okay. You say yes? Okay. That's good. And if you want Bible study stuff that we've had before, that's fine too. If you want to just read the word, that's fine. If you just want to show them the scriptures from how Blenda had talked about, that's perfect. Okay, we just want to help them in their walk to point them to Christ. All right, all righty. Well, let's, any other questions before we conclude? Shane and Brandon, yeah. I know you guys are like, yes. Okay, you're in the second session. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. All right, let's pray. Father God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for what you've done, Lord, and we just thank you for clarity in this and helping me to fulfill this vision that I believe that you put on my heart, Lord, and we just believe that we'll be able to impact lives one at a time, Lord, for you, and to reach your kingdom, to fulfill your kingdom's mandate, Lord. And we just thank you for Westview Church being a light and a pillar in this community. And we just give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.